We are coming back to Mexico next season. We'll have a game on November 21st between the Raiders and the Texans.
J.J. Watt for interception, the touchdown.
La zona, buscando a DeAndre, touchdown. De 20 yardas, su segundo del partido.
Quiere interceptado, la 25, la 20, la 15. Kareem Jackson con el touchdown que clava el ataúd. Houston, campeón de la división con ese touchdown.
Enrique, the NFL returns to Mexico for the first time in over a decade. How big is this for the NFL to have its presence known in Mexico
City?
Well,
obviously, DP, something that's been growing over the years. The NFL has been popular in Mexico for a long time, quite a long time, and it's something that is needed. Obviously, when it was there in 2005, and since when it was first there, when I was there back in the mid-90s, there was over 104,000 people at the stadium. So the support from the fans has not been lacking, for sure. It's too bad that it's taken 11 years to come back. But, you know, the success is going to be there because the fan base is there for lots of teams. Obviously, the Cowboys, the Steelers, the Raiders, the Texans have certainly grown over the last few years. We've had a following on our broadcast on the Spanish side over the last few seasons, especially with the team's success and this season. So it's growing, and it's a good thing for the NFL to come back, for sure.
You obviously called a few games in Mexico City, not only for the first time for the Texans, but you also called games for the Oilers. What about those experiences? What was that like for you?
Well, that was amazing. You know, back in the 94, the Oilers played the Cowboys in Mexico City, Azteca Stadium, over 104,000 fans for that game. Unfortunately, the game turned out to be a dud. It was a field goal fest between the Oilers and the Cowboys. It was a preseason game, but the fans were there early. They were loud. They know the NFL. They follow the NFL from as far back as the 60s and 70s. So it's certainly nothing new to them. So it was an awesome experience. 104,000 people. You don't get that every day, even here in the States.
How exciting is it for fans to get to see the game in person as opposed to having to watch it on TV or just hear the broadcast?
Yeah, and on top of that, a regular season game, which is awesome. You know, we've had the experience in Mexico City of having preseason games. 2005 was the first regular season games. Of course, since then, we've had, 15 games out in London for the international series. But it's awesome to see. The fans appreciate it. They like to see good football, and they'll see it again this coming fall.
A lot of people associate Mexico with just soccer, but there's a huge growth of young players and the adolescents really getting into football and playing football there, and you had some experience with that as well.
DP, back in the late 90s, I had a chance to work with Raul Alegre, the former New York Giants kicker, and we did some events and some clinics in Monterrey. And these were over a couple, 2-3 years, and the turnout was awesome. I mean, they have youth leagues, all the way from youth leagues all the way through high school, and they play football year-round, basically, in Monterrey. Obviously, they have the resources to do those. It's not like they're piecing together shoulder pads and helmets to do it. They have the resources. They do it right. They have their own stadium to play in. So the following has been great. The growth is great. And hopefully we'll see it down the road. This is the first one back in Mexico City regular season. But I'm sure Monterrey is in line. They have a couple of new stadiums that they just built with 65,000 or so capacity. So the infrastructure is there for the NFL to come back and grow even more.
So for the Texans, it's their first game in Mexico City, first game south of the border. But they have quite a big following in Mexico. What's your experience with that?
Well, certainly with the broadcast, as I mentioned earlier, we've had interaction with fans down there, Twitter accounts and handles, and Texans Hermanos is one of them, that they're just big. They follow the team all the time. They're engaged with the team. So it's exciting for them. It's exciting for us, really, to reach out and know those fans on a more personal level now that the team's going down there. So we're excited, for sure.
Good stuff. We're excited as well. And for more coverage on NFL in Mexico City and the Texans playing the Oakland Raiders on Monday Night Football, check out HoustonTexans.com.